Within the block there is also the first ever transaction, the one that generated the first 50 bitcoins in history. Each block can only contain one transaction of this kind, called a Coinbase transaction, which serves to remunerate the computer that generated that new block. The process of creating new bitcoins is often compared to the mining gold process, so much so that this process is called mining. In fact, miners are those calculators who, through calculations that serve as proof of work, compete for rewards block by block. Within the consensus rules of the Bitcoin protocol, the monetary production policy is determined, which is respected by the Genesis block, and it will be respected indefinitely. This clear rule from the beginning states that new bitcoins mined in each Coinbase transaction will follow this sequence: 50 bitcoin for the first 210,000 blocks, 25 bitcoin for the next 210,000, 12.5 bitcoin for the next 210,000, and so on, halving the subsidy, or block reward, for every 210,000 blocks. Each of these periods is called an era, and the transition from one era to the next is known as halving. It is more common to speak of Bitcoin as a unit of measurement, but the real monetary unit of the Bitcoin protocol is the Satoshi, which is 1/100,000,000th of a Bitcoin. 0.00000001 Bitcoin equals 1 Satoshi. That said, if we continue to halve the reward, after 6,930,000 blocks, no more Satoshi can be produced, and the total number of Bitcoins mined will amount to just under 21 million. One last variable needs to be considered, and that is the time factor in relation to production. The protocol provides a mechanism whereby the average time to create a new block should settle at 10 minutes regardless of how much computing power is available on a global scale. Or rather, the difficulty of the cryptographic problem that miners have to solve is adjusted by the protocol every 2016 blocks, about 2 weeks, so that this average creation time is statistically respected in the long run. In light of this, it is possible to estimate a Bitcoin production curve from block genesis and for each era, halving after halving, until, approximately, 2140s, the year when the last Satoshi will be produced.